email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Okay, 51551 ray@rte.ie. We go down to Sydney now and to Stephanie Roach. How are you doing, Stephanie?
I'm good, Ray. How are you?
We're all more than a bit disappointed up here because they played so well. It could have been something, couldn't it?
Yeah, well, look, I think it's disappointing. It's all too similar to what we've seen in previous games where we've played really well to frustrate the opposition in the first half. And it's just that bit of bad luck to give away the penalty, and it kind of puts you on the back foot. Then you're looking to try and see what we can do to get back into the game. I think we really pushed to try and get forward and try and get something on goal, but it was really just dependent on set pieces, and unfortunately we just couldn't get the ball in the back of the net.
We had enough set pieces though. Throws, a couple of free kicks, six or seven corners.
Yeah, we did, and exactly that's what we kind of look to try and play for as well. And it's something that we've in the past been quite good at finishing. I think there've been some very good deliveries into the box, particularly one of Katie's corner kicks into a very dangerous area. Megan Connolly the same over the opposite side. We just weren't able to get on the end of it, unfortunately. And it was just, yeah, it was very frustrating, as you say. I think they gave it socks towards the end, but unfortunately just couldn't get the ball over the line.
What was the atmosphere like in Stadium Australia?
Yeah, it was brilliant. Look, the start of the game, I think, was almost emotional for people like myself. And Claire Shine was on the radio duty for commentary as well, and we were talking afterwards. It's something that you've always waited to see happen, and to be there and witness it live was pretty special, you know. And it's just, it's unfortunate the result has gone against us, but just so much positivity around the women's game now. And I think it's a huge game against Canada coming up, and hopefully just keep behind the team, and the girls might be able to go one step further and try and get a goal and try and give us something to...
And I know everyone's saying it, but it's worth saying again that was a huge step up, you know, from 7,000 to 75,000. That alone must have made them
very
nervous.
Incredible. I think that was probably, yeah, exactly. It's totally different to anything a lot of the girls would have played on in front of before. Possibly only really Katie, who would have had big attendances with Arsenal during the Champions League. Obviously, Australia probably had a little bit more of a closer attendance in their game against France with 50,000, but it was unbelievable to see the atmosphere in the stadium. A lot of Irish fans there as well, and definitely I think that will have played a part, but I don't think it played too much of a part. I think the girls were expecting that, they knew what to expect, and I think they held their own, as I said, throughout the game. It was the same problem we had over the last couple of games against USA and France, just not being able to put the ball in the back of the net and not take the opportunities that came our way. And that's, unfortunately, at elite level football, you have to have someone who can put the ball in the back of the net, you know.
We were down in Irishtown Stadium, two huge screens, and the Larkin Lambert families were all there, and hundreds of other people. And when Abby Larkin came on, there was a huge roar in the stadium, and she did really well. She changed the pace of the game for Ireland.
Yeah, look, Abby, I've said so many times, she's a special, special talent. I think she's a bit of a maverick. She likes to do stuff differently. She's a player who can pull something out of the bag, and I think she really did make a difference when she came on. I think herself and Lucy Quinn just brought a bit of extra energy and probably brought a little bit more control higher up the pitch in terms of getting on the ball. And I think, look, she's probably put herself in a very good position to possibly be able to shout with starting against Canada, and I was delighted to see her do that.
Only 18, it's fantastic. And what about you? Because you had held out a bit of hope that you might be travelling the other side, not behind the mic, but out there playing for Ireland. So how was it? Bittersweet for you today then?
Yeah, of course. Look, I think the last couple of years since Vera's come in, I've kind of been out more than I've been in. So I think there's always going to be a little bit of hope there. But I think I had a hamstring injury in March, which kind of set me back a little bit. The hope, as I said, was always there, but I think the reality was it probably wasn't going to happen, and I'm just happy to be here to cheer on the girls. I've played with a lot of these girls for many, many years, and to see them walk out tonight was very a pride moment for me. You know, I know a lot of the girls have worked hard for that, and being part of the RTE commentary team has probably been the next best thing to playing here.
There was a guy who I used to play with, and he'd go to you sometimes if he was stuck. Are the boots in the car? Did you bring the boots with you?
I've had that question a few times, to be fair, since we got here. It's like, have you got the boots with you?
And the answer is?
Always.
Yeah.
Like, just never know when you might get the call, right?
Yeah, you never know. I have to say, I was there in the Irishtown Stadium. I was immensely proud. And the game has come on so much in the last 5 years, hasn't it? The women's game.
Yeah, look, it's brilliant. Yeah, it is. And it's great even just to see a little bit of hype around the World Cup. Obviously, we haven't had a World Cup in Ireland since 2002, so... It's brilliant to see so many people getting behind the women's game now. And look, I think this would be a huge turning point again. I think you've seen the improvement over the last few years, and just to see the attendances here at the game. Ireland mixing it with some of the best teams in the world, and I think, look, this is going to be a huge moment just in terms of even pushing forward to hopefully qualifying for more and more tournaments and getting more people just behind the Irish team and seeing just how good they can be.
Have you ever felt responsible in your years playing for a loss? I'm just thinking about poor Marissa Schieffa. She was brought off. She was the girl who caused the penalty. She pushed the Australian girl in the back. And she was in tears sitting on the bench. And I really felt for her.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. Mm. Yeah, no, I think everybody did. I think you can see that even towards the end there. You can see Anya Ogorma with the arm around her. I think Anya obviously had a few moments over the Ukraine game as well, which she'll look back on. And This is what elite football is, you know. I think she was trying her best to get back in and defend for the team, and it's just unfortunate. I think she put her hand on her back and maybe just a little bit of a clumsy challenge, and just these things happen, you know. And as I said, she's doing her best to try and just stop them getting in on goal, and unfortunately it's caused a little bit of a collision and the penalty was given. But look, I think she just needs to get the head down and go again, because these things happen in football, as I said, and it was just an unfortunate moment for her.
Yeah, so talking about going again now, so it's Canada next Wednesday. They are ranked higher than Australia, Olympic champions. So what is Vera Powell saying to the team in the dressing room after today's game?
Look, I think you've got to take some sort of pluses from the way they did respond. So I think for me the concern was always that if we went down a goal, how do we get back into the game? And I think they did show promise in terms of trying to push forward and looking to get on the ball and looking to try and create, I suppose, set pieces and create chances for ourselves. But I think they showed good character. I think they showed a bit of resilience and a little bit of bite back, you know. I think that was important for them to do that. And look, I think they didn't do too badly today, you know. It always sounds crazy because they lost the game, but I think, look, they've held their own. Just unfortunately a penalty has gone against us, and I think they just need to go into the game with a similar attitude, try to frustrate Canada and see can we get something on the break. I think the only thing I would ask for is to have that little bit better quality in the final third when we do get the opportunities, you know, because I think, as I said before, finding someone who can put the ball in the back of the net. And I was kind of disappointed to not see Emma Barrett come on tonight, I have to say. I thought, particularly towards the end there, where we were kind of putting pressure on the defence, Amber in the middle maybe would have been a goal threat, you know, and we didn't see her come in. So I think there's a lot of positives to take from tonight, but I think we do need a goal scorer up there that someone's going to put the ball in the back of the net.
So what you're saying is Abby Larkin starts against Canada, and Amber Barrett comes on then as an impact sub sometime in the second half, scores a goal, and we win 1-0.
And I think Caruso, in fairness, she's yeah, that'll do me. I'll take that all day. Yeah.
So it's late there in Sydney. Thanks so much for staying up for us, Sydney Roach, and we'll talk again before this tournament's over. Thanks, Stephanie.
No problem, Ray. Thank you.
Yeah, and she heard what I didn't hear, but Grace, the producer, heard it, because we recorded that just before we went on air today, that I called her Sydney Roach. Yes, Sydney. And Stephanie heard that too, and then she came back on and...
You just call me Sydney Roach, Ray.
You'll always be Sydney to me. No,
that's a new one on me, I have to say.
You could change your whole name now. You could be, by the end of this, you could be Sydney Zambra. There you go, whole new name, right. I'm going to say thanks very much, Stephanie Roach, and we'll talk again before the end of the tournament. Thanks, Stephanie.
No problem, Ray. Thank you.
The brain, the human brain, Sydney Roach. Anyway, we will be talking to Stephanie before the end of the tournament again. Love chatting to her. Now, suggested names for our team, the women's team. Call the team the Shamrocks. Hello from Gainesville, Florida. That's Bobby Hendricks. Great name. The Green Giants, as somebody else. The Gráinne Whales, after the feisty Irish pirate queen. Gráinne Whale is the Irish for bald. I don't know. The Powwows. Well, I suppose Vera Powell isn't always going to be the manager, so you'd have to change it then when somebody else takes over. The GGs, Girls in Green, again. No. Yeah, I see what you're doing. It's clever, but no. The Viralettes. The Viralettes, again, when Vera leaves. We're getting there. We're getting there. I've been calling the ladies' team the Sheilas. It's an Irish name, and no doubt the Australians know it means women or girls. Best wishes and best of luck to the team. That's Geraldine, the Sheilas. Right, OK. And on Taylor Swift, my daughter got 2 standing tickets, but then on a different session got 2 pitch tickets. She wants to hand back the standing tickets, but there seems to be no way to do this. Pat Any advice there? 51551 ray@rte.ie. Yeah, just a reminder, we're looking for two people to come on the quiz after 4 o'clock. A great prize, two nights stay for two people in the Kingsley down in Cork. And your qualifying question today is, who's the captain of the Irish women's football team? Katie McCabe or Katie Taylor? Katie McCabe or Katie Taylor, the captain of the Irish women's football team. 0818 715 925. 0818 715 925.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.